Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I overrated the Knicks. This, to me, is the bigger problem. Forget Boston. The fact that the Knicks, again, who had a golden opportunity in front of them, failed to take advantage of it.
Sal, the one thing that I've looked at with this team, and I've always said, all right, can I envision them playing 2 months of the kind of basketball required straight without many, you know, pitfalls? And not that you can't stumble once, but you can't keep stumbling. That would not enable you to win a series. And my answer was always no. And it's been a fun ride, and I'm still hopeful and all this stuff. But last night, to me, was where everything came shining through. You know, I think I've used the wrong word for Karl Anthony Towns. I've called him soft a few times, and there's too many elements where he is. It hit me last night. Karl Anthony Towns is a dumb basketball player. His basketball IQ is zero. And then, you know, you look at the wings and the inconsistency. Show me a championship team whose big man, an all-star, disappears every other game. Show me a championship team whose wings go from 29 points one game to 1 for 12 the next game. Show me a team whose coach one night looks like they're ready to play and they come bursting out of a cannon, and then the next night it looks like they're messing around on Saturday morning at the CYO. Or it's frustrating. It's frustrating because the Knicks, we love them. There's no doubt about that. But the belief in the Knicks, for me, has never been incredibly strong with this unit. And last night, I'm worried. I mean, I look at these Celtics, and the people that don't think the Celtics could come back and win Friday, I think you're nuts. And if this thing goes back to Boston Friday, it's lights out.
Okay.
Knicks will not win Game 7.
Well, we could obviously wait 4 hours to have this conversation, so I'm all in on that. I'm not worried about the Knicks in this series. I'm not worried at this particular point. But I do take major issue. It's why I didn't pick them to beat the Celtics, because they couldn't put away the Pistons in Game 5. Yeah, it was great in Game 6. Okay, they got the job done. Didn't do it in Game 5. I want to know. We had this conversation on Tuesday, I guess it was. After the Knicks' performance in Game 4, did we think it was sustainable now that maybe they unlocked something? Because you had the perfect game in Game 4 where everybody was contributing to the levels that we expected. Brunson was a superstar. Cat had his contributions. Bridges was effective. Ananobi was good. How the hell do you go from that to one game later the exact opposite? It wasn't just Cat. It was Bridges.
It was everybody except Mitchell Robinson.
It was OG Ananobi, and it was Jalen Brunson. So I just don't understand how we can truly get behind. And again, I'm not worried about this series. We could have that conversation.
Yep.
But as far as big picture, when you're evaluating this Knicks team, and a lot of us, you know, we were talking about, hey, this is their best window. Hey, we could start thinking big now with Tatum out of the way. The Knicks have a 3-1 lead prior to last night. Indiana is there. You're going to have home court. Who knows? You're, you know, 8 wins away or 9 wins away from an NBA title. But I just don't know how you can trust this team based on what you've seen from them with the inconsistencies from one game to the next.
They're a one-trick pony. That's really the problem with the Knicks, because they are so reliant on Jalen Brunson to be amazing. And most times he really is. And Brunson is just, he's the best. We love him, right? Off last night, we get it. We know his flaws. Not a great defensive player. Always on the floor. But he is amazing. But everything they do runs through him. If he's having an off night, they are lost. Like, it's amazing to see the Knicks. Like, this is actually hard to do at this level. When you win 51 games, win the first round, up 3 games to one in round two, and knock it on the door for the conference championship, it is hard to have these wild fluctuations in performance. And they do it more than anybody. You don't see Minnesota do this. You don't see a healthy Warriors team do this. You don't even see Denver do this. Or you don't see the Pacers do this. You just don't see teams do this. So there are a lot of things that I think Brunson is able to mask, all right?
Yeah.
And that speaks to his greatness. But good God almighty, and Karl Anthony Towns got outplayed by Cornette, who, by the way, used to be a Knick.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cornette.
I mean, what I'm getting fed about? Up with Cat. I can't take it anymore. Always flailing, always flailing. He's got that dumb look on his face. There's something about Karl Anthony Towns. Number one, that I do not trust. I just do not trust him to show up in a big moment to be tough, to be efficient. And I don't mean punching him. I mean to be strong, to be in the post. There was a moment he had a guard on him. A guard, dude. This is what you do as a coaching staff. Hey, let's do this. Now we'll get the matchup. Cat on Drew Holiday or Cat on whatever, right? They get the matchup. Dude, he looked like he was 6'2". Where's the backbone?
All right, you could pick on Cat, and I'm not going to disagree with that.
But do you think I'm wrong with that with Cat?
No, I don't. He doesn't. Cat does not force his way or make his presence felt.
No, he doesn't.
And by the way, if for a star player, like, that's unacceptable. And to your point about the foolish fouls, which also prevent him from getting involved.
It's like he's lazy.
Okay, but if you're going to do that stuff and not play defense and not have your presence felt or force your way down low, the least you could do, which is his greatest asset in my mind, which is why I like the trade to begin with, is knock down some threes.
Yeah.
Which he hasn't done that. But I'm going to go at Brunson for yesterday's performance. He's the leader. He's the captain. A closeout game on the road. It was a close game, obviously, in the third quarter. The game was still in the balance. Like, that's how I thought the game was going to go. I didn't think the Knicks were going to fold in the third quarter and then the fourth quarter. Dude, I don't know if I've ever seen it before. How do you have 5 fouls in one quarter?
How does the coach let you stay on the court?
Well, I mean, look.
I mean, that's the most basic. I know they don't have much of a bench, but good God.
But it's still the third quarter of a playoff game here. Like, you can't. It's on the player, too, to be smart about things. 5 fouls in one quarter? He fouled out with over 7 minutes to go in the game.
It's astonishing.
Imagine, Patrick, you ain't doing that?
Yes, at least I could because he's a big.
Yeah, I don't recall that if it ever happened.
No, I've never seen 5,000 one quarter by anybody.
But right, at least you could justify a little bit more.
He's a big man. He's banging buddies.
Yeah, guys are coming in at him. For a point guard to have 5,000 one quarter and foul out with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So the point is there are a lot of culprits here. You could pick on Cat. We could both pick on OG and Bridges, who was, again, invisible. Like, that's the thing, inconsistent. Brunson, to me, has to be better. Knicks have to be smarter as a team. And you sum it all up with just saying, I don't know how you can trust this team at a championship level. I'm not talking about this series.
I got you.
That conversation.
Yep.
I'm talking about championship level.
And I haven't. And listen, back to what I said before about being a one-trick pony, and again, it's a pony that moves pretty quickly and looks pretty good when things are humming with Jalen Brunson, but the Celtics, right? So if Brunson's slightly off, as he was last night, he was off, there's no question, right? Maybe a couple of bad calls, but he was just off. Just didn't look right. The Celtics, without a top three, top four player in the NBA, an NBA champion, a guy who's first team All-NBA, 25, 28, 30 points a game, but just a great player, in the middle of his prime at age 27, Jason Tatum, they had 10 more assists than the New York Knicks. And Tatum handles the ball a lot. And that is what worries me about, you know, obviously, you know, I don't want to push it too far down the road here, but I'm being worried about Friday. I'm completely worried because, like, if Tatum is off, the ball movement is not. They play a certain style that enables them to work through some rough patches when a star, either Tatum or Jaylen Brown, when they're slightly off. When Jalen Brunson is off, they have no plan B. It ain't Cat. It ain't Bridges, and Bridges have made some really big plays. I'm not trying to diss him, but I'm talking about night to night, like taking the lead baton and saying, hey, I got it tonight. I got 30. Brunson, you relax. I'm good. I'll carry us. They don't have that, and that terrifies
me. That is an embarrassing performance for a team that had a chance to close out a champion that is coming off their best performance as a group, that you're facing a team that lost their heart and soul and their best player in Jason Tatum. And you go out there and you perform like that?
That's gross.
That is an unacceptable. Towns in foul trouble. Brunson, unacceptable. That can't happen. OG Anunoby, invisible. Bridges, invisible. Unacceptable performance from the Knicks in Game 5. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you, But at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brad is calling from Mineola, starting us off. What's up, Brad?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hope to God that on Monday morning you guys are not screaming through my airwaves. I hope to God that they figure out what happened yesterday cannot happen on Friday night. Do I have faith that what happened yesterday is not going to happen on Friday night? Did I turn off the TV last night and say, okay, we lost game five in Boston, this is for the Gipper kind of situation? And do I think the Knicks and Thibodeau are going to figure it out? Yes, what happened last night is that Jason Tatum was not on the floor. So they had to figure out a second or third option for them to score points. They have a lot of all-stars on this team. They have Drew Holiday. They have Derek White. They have a great bench. We do not. I think what happened last night is the game plan wasn't there. And the fact of the matter is when you're up 9 in the second quarter and you have a chance to absolutely put this team away, and I texted one of my friends that said, this could be a blowout tonight, and you let them get back in the game.
You're right. It was.
The wrong way. And thank you for the call, Brad. Great passion.
But you can tell he's ticked off. Listen, nobody's sitting here saying, "Don't remain excited. Don't be pumped for Friday." But my belief is like flip a coin. I don't feel good about this team moving forward.
Last night, you know how I felt going, just my gut. Like, it wasn't a hopeful thing. I've been measured with that. The fan in me, of course, you want your team to win every single night, but I've been measured with this. Even if the Knicks were up 3-1 and Tatum was healthy, I would not have felt good about this series. Without Tatum, I had no doubt that the Knicks were winning that game last night. So much so that I was fine with the half, and I was kind of like taking it for granted. All right, yeah, they're playing back and forth. This is what I thought. Knicks are going to pull away. And I was going to actually dive into bet, and then I just didn't because I didn't like the odds. And if I didn't get it before the game, I was going to take the Knicks at +2.5. Luckily, obviously, that I didn't. But I was so confident until things just completely fell apart. I couldn't believe how pathetic the Knicks were in yesterday's game. They cannot lose this series without Jason Tatum on board. Like, I still, in my gut, I still don't feel like I'm not where you're at as far as being concerned.
I'm concerned.
Maybe it's foolish for me, to not have that concern. I just, my bigger issue is that I don't know how we could trust this team, period.
Well, finish
up. I was going to say, I guess my confidence is more about Boston not having Tatum. I just don't think that they have enough. Yeah, it was a great game last night from them at home. I just don't think they have enough to win this series without Jason Tatum, with Porzingis being, he's not there either. They're so ravaged. I just don't think Boston has enough. Imagine if Tatum were there and you saw what happened last night. Then I'd be feeling maybe like you were feeling the other way, mm-hmm. like Boston's going to win this series. But in my gut, I still don't think the Knicks are going to lose this series.
Okay, so here, let me give you a little ray of hope here, all right? Where I don't think it's necessarily going to be a one-off, but here's why it could be. Because when you're a Knick coach, when you're Tom Thibodeau and obviously the assistant coaches, and you're game planning for this particular game just last night, you are so used to game planning and strategizing against the Celtics one way with Jason Tatum that even though you know he's not there and you make some adjustments that you think are going to work out, until you actually see them without Jason Tatum, and by the way, he didn't play against the Magic in one of the games, so there was some film to go to work with on that. But until you're actually on the court and see how they truly operate in a high-pressure, high-level-of-engagement kind of game, I think it's very hard to completely reprogram how you operate. The potential good news is now they went to school last night, and now they know what they're trying to do without Tatum, and now you can fix it. That's the good news. The worrisome news, or the potentially bad news, is that last night was not necessarily an outlier. They've gotten their face kicked in most of this series. Right. Now, most of it with Jason Tatum, but the first two games, Jason Tatum did not play well. Even though the Knicks won both games, Celtics were up by 20 points. So I'm worried.
Alex is in East Quag. What's up, Alex?
Oh, brother. Can I tell you, when you, on a night when Josh Hart hits 5 out of 9 threes, Mitch hits 6 of 6 free throws, to get blown out is an absolute disgrace. Can I make a couple of quick points?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go for it.
Okay, first, every bad habit resurfaced last night. Brunson is fine to have an off-shooting night, but by nature, he doesn't look to feed others. He ISO'd all night long on a night when he wasn't shooting well. He should have gotten more. He had 12 assists the previous game. Where did that go? Number two, Tibbs waits till 8, while the Knicks are being destroyed in the third quarter. Tibbs waits till he's 8 minutes in to call a timeout and waits till 9 minutes in to sub out when obviously the starting unit in the third quarter didn't have it. What was he waiting for? And lastly, again with Tibbs, they've got DeLon Wright, who's not a star. He's a serviceable, longtime pro, a really good defender, and a serviceable disher. Why the hell do you give Cam Payne couple of minutes to do 3 fouls in 2 minutes?
Campaign was awful. He has
see what they have with him.
Campaign's been brutal. Brutal.
I'll tell you. Yeah. Before I go, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you. Who has the most pressure for Friday night? It's the Knicks.
Yep.
If they don't win Friday night.
Well, we could get into that, Alex, that. And thank you for the call. We could get into that tomorrow or maybe later in the show. I mean, for the first hour, especially the first 15 minutes here,
we'll dissect
last night a little bit. I was just watching we have the game on here, rewatching some of the highlights, not some of the highlights, the actual game. A thing flashed up. The Celtics have had at least a 14-point lead in every game this series, which plays to your point, and which what I was talking about earlier on in the series, which is why I wasn't going nuts. The only thing that changed in my mind was Tatum, and to have that type of effort from the Celtics, and the Knicks couldn't stop them without Tatum, and the Knicks couldn't do anything on their own without Tatum, I'm actually shocked at that. I am shocked that we saw what we saw last night, and there's plenty of blame to go around. You want to talk about Tibbs, you want to talk about the other culprits, Alex is getting on everybody, campaign, whatever, the bench. But the Knicks overall, BT, their big four, did nothing.
No, nothing. Happen. Nothing. But I tell you his point about, think about this. If we would have said before we signed off the air yesterday, hey, by the way, guys, enjoy the game tonight. You're going to get 4-5 threes from Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson is going to bank it 6 out of 6 free. Yeah. I'd say Knicks by 50 at that point. Here's what I need you to explain to me.
Okay.
Now, because I'm going back to Cat for a second, because I'm up to my wit's end with frustration with this guy. All right? So here's why I think he's a dumb basketball player. I'm going to stand by that. Not a dumb person. I remember meeting him the night that he got drafted, and he told me that he wanted to be a doctor. I think he's a brilliant young man. Love him.
I like him. He's
dumb
such a
basketball
nice
player. Yeah. And here's why. He is... I'm fed up. You know I'm fed up with him. I can't take a lack of effort. That face that he has, he looks confused. It bothers me. So he's been around, what, 9, 8, 9, 10 years? Been around for a long time. He is fairly mechanical and a slow plotter. Like, he doesn't move explosively. Fair assessment?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Okay. So if that's the case, you're not a rookie or year two, how have you not figured out to avoid stupid fouls by now? That is called spatial awareness. That is called anticipation. That is called footwork. That is called basketball IQ. He don't have any.
Body control all over the place.
He's flailing just, and flipping down. Come on, dude.
He's just a big, sloppy mess at times. Well,
he is. I agree. He's a big, sloppy mess.
That's why I was saying he has no moves. I like Kat. I want Karl Anthony Towns on the perimeter. I like him as a person. Seems like a great dude. He obviously can light it up. For a big man, he's the best scoring, like shooting big, whatever you want to say. Maybe not scoring because Shaq could score and dominate down low. Kat plays like a two guard. The problem is he's got a body, a bad center, not even a big, bad. Like Mitchell Robinson is a big. Mm-hmm. Look at how Mitchell Robinson is agile at times on the perimeter.
Yes.
Yeah. Where he's under control.
The final play when Bridges stole in the corner with Tatum in game, game one. Early on, he came over, moved his feet, and he basically shifted the offense that way by design.
You see it even if there's a mismatch. Mitch is okay. He's on the perimeter. He's got his spatial awareness. Like, he's okay on his feet like that. Obviously, you don't want a big man on the perimeter, period.
Yeah.
But Mitch can handle it. Now, Mitch is an elite defensive player, but Kat is the exact opposite. Bad body control. Bad for work, all those things.
Always complaining. Who blocked his shot? Was it Derek White? Drew Holiday? One of the guards blocked a 3-point attempt in the corner.
Yeah.
Dude, you're 7-1.
Well, that's my thing. He's got, at the very least, he's got to be able to find some open threes or find a way to knock down some threes. That's why he's here.
That's on the coach. Coach has to figure that out.
It's five games. And the point guard. It's well, five games in the series. He hasn't done anything from downtown.
I get it. Didn't really hit a ton against the Pistons either. Hit a couple of big ones. But, like, they have taken away his ability to operate, 25 feet away from the rim, which is good job by the opposition. I don't know. How about the coach find something to counteract that and come up with something to get him open again?
And they keep saying the same thing. Well, we got to find better ways, to get him involved. Everybody keeps saying the same thing. Hey, where the hell's Kat? Where the hell's Kat? Just second best player. You don't have a way to get him involved or he's not impacting the game, getting involved?
It's one of my complaints with the coach.
Yeah, I'm not going to go... I mean, there's a lot. Oh, man, it's not going to be pretty today with the Knicks. That was... You expected it to a certain extent.
I did.
At least from the Celtics' perspective.
I knew they were coming.
You didn't expect that. That's what I'm saying. I took it twice. I made mistakes.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the Celtics to do what they did. Mm-hmm. All right, but whatever. They did fine. I certainly did not expect the Knicks. I gave them too much credit. I thought we would get at least a decent performance, and yet it was hideous from what we saw from the Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to the calls and also further the conversation. Like, they keep talking about the urgency, too. Oh, well, they had more urgency. I mean, it's the postseason, boys. Wake up. How do they, again, keep saying the same damn thing? Like, at some point, it's just empty words. Well, we didn't come out with the same urgency that they did, and we have to.
And it'd be postgame?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I played some of it the other day, and it bothers me. I watched the postgame last night. I heard the same stuff, and it bothered me again. But I don't think it bothers me as much as you, because I am now officially of the mindset, outside of the occasional real true look into the soul of a team through a player that we really respect, these guys are on autopilot, man. They're not going to give us anything we want. They're not going to say anything incredibly juicy. They're going to reach for the cliches. They're basically just sitting there and rotely responding, not really giving it much thought. So, when you ask them, hey, what happened tonight? The energy or the preparation or matching their physicality, those are the things they reach for. It's in their back pocket.
Fine, but saying that, like when you say it, and I didn't even take much stock in it because to your point, I don't think that they really meant it necessarily when they said it the first time. Saying it again, well, they came out with a better, like that is incriminating your own team.
Yes.
They came out with a lack of urgency. The captain, Jalen Brunson, is saying this. It's not Mitchell Robinson or even Josh Hart. Now, multiple guys have said it. But when Jalen Brunson is saying it, they came out with a sense of urgency that we didn't or that we need to find. What? It's the playoffs. Like, if you said that in the regular season, I get it. Mm. Hey, you know what? We didn't have the sense of urgency tonight.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs. It's round two. You're playing against the champions. Mm. You're about to close them out. And the problem is the results back up what they're saying. They did the same thing in Game 5 against Detroit. They did the same thing, obviously, this round here, whether it's Game 3 at home against Boston, Game 5. Too many times, the Knicks just don't seem like they're... I don't want to say
locked
ready.
In?
Yeah, I don't want to say ready to play. And when I'm watching them, I don't think, like, wow, they're not ready to play or there's a lack of urgency. But too many times, they are getting behind the eight ball when these games start off.
Yeah, but it's hard to really...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Underline, is it that the Celtics are just exploiting matchups and right. It's a basketball thing? Or is it just that the Knicks aren't necessarily locked in and as gauged as they need to be?
I'm sorry, that's
all good. For me, actually, it's choice B. Like last night, Josh Hart, early on, all over the court.
Yeah.
You know, now the Celtics matched that. Jaylen Brown diving into the Celtics bench. There were a lot of hard fouls. There was blood. There was a couple of nut shots. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on last night. My God.
Brown grabbing Josh Hart's jump.
That's
you
weird.
See that?
Yeah, I did. Now we can't unsee it. He's tugging it. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What's going on?
I was thinking to myself, PT did say Josh Hart was the best looking Knick. I mean, I don't always.
Jaylen Brown wants a piece. I think that the Knicks were ready to play. Mikal Bridges came out firing last night. Josh Hart came out mentally, as he always does, ready, engaged, fit, not just because he had shots, tough. I don't think that's why I like the postgame stuff. I don't think it matches with what I saw. I just saw a Boston team that I think has a much better offensive plan. That has better players, just a deeper bench, more players of value that can actually contribute to the game. And, you know, Hauser came back, and obviously you saw Cornette doing his thing, 7-8 blocks. And the guy had a reverse dunk. When Luke Cornette has a reverse dunk, you're in trouble.
Come on, Cornette. I mean, give me a break. He's going to be the impact player. I guess you're right with that, because after the first time that they said it, which was after game 3, I guess it was, they came out with a better sense of urgency. To me, what was the alternative? They were going to say, well, the Celtics are just a better team than we are. So they said the same thing last night. And also last night, it wasn't like they were getting blown out of the gym or run out of the gym in the first half. The game was tied. They were still within it. I just don't need to hear that same thing again. And again, you don't need to go into great detail of what exactly happened, but just say, hey, you know what? We weren't good enough today. Nobody played their A game. If you're Brunson, say, hey, I was stupid. I had 5 fouls. You want to blame the refs for some of it? Fine. You also, once you're in that spot, when you have 3 or 4, you got to cut it out. Don't even play. I'm sorry, you don't play defense anyway. Don't even play defense. So a lack of either awareness, acknowledgement, and saying the same thing about we didn't come out with the urgency that they did, for the second straight time, I just don't want to hear that at this point.
Well, if we hear that after game 6, there'll be no next round. They will lose game 7.
I mean, I'd hold you. Excellent point. If for whatever reason that is said again, I mean, come on. BT and Sal of the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jay is in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Jay.
Fellas, how you doing? Don't want to be the dead horse. I do feel like they kind of conceded last night, but the point I really wanted to make was more about Cat. I mean, I couldn't agree more about the energy or the lack of energy, or, you know, I really can't put words to, you know, how he kind of moves around the court, but I feel like it's an energy drain to, you know, some momentum that the Knicks, like last night, I feel like that picking up that third foul really kind of drained him. And I feel like the complaining for the calls, even if he's hitting shots, like he's still asking for calls after he hits a shot. He complains for a call, gets back down the court late. In transition, they get better numbers down court. They hit a big three. Or he commits a stupid foul, like, and then complains about the previous call. It's just, to me, is an energy drain. And I think that had a lot to do with a shift yesterday, obviously, when they got into foul trouble. And, you know, it's kind of like a domino effect. So it might not be immediately obvious, but, you know, if you're playing a sport and your teammate takes a bad shot, or he's complaining, or you just kind of, you kind of know those guys when you're on the court with them. I know for sure that those other guys are feeling the same way as we are, but they're kind of going through the game, trying to find their shots. If you got a guy out there just kind of doing his own thing and just, you know, stumbling down the court and complaining about things, I think it's just an energy drain. And I think that had a lot to do with how things changed in yesterday's game.
You don't project any energy. I think that's a good way to summarize that. Good call. Appreciate that, buddy. All right, so this just hit me here. This is a loose comparison. Loose comparison. But I'm starting to figure out why, at times, Karl Anthony Towns bothers me as much as he does. I see a little Glaber.
A guy with all the ability Glaber. In the world, or...
Yeah, that just doesn't move at the speed we all wish that he would move, or the level of engagement, or just the awareness. I see a little, again, loose comparison, because Cat's better at his job, I think, than Torres is at his.
Right.
But loosely viewed, I just see too much Torres in him.
I'm still trying to figure out, to put my thumb on, what is wrong with Cat. Here's one way that I could try to dissect it and get into it. What is the reason the Knicks traded for Karl Anthony Towns for?
To win a championship. Well, I mean, that's the short answer.
No, I know that, but what his skill set...
To be the second best... Oh, well, listen, to do damage from the outside and be a great complement to the great Jalen Brunson.
I mean, I'm kind of just asking this question. I'm not looking for the answer. Like, it's not that I know the answer, but I would think, yeah, that's a big part of it, right? You trade for Karl Anthony Towns, not because he's some defensive stud.
He's not Rudy Gobert.
Okay. Not because he's some beast rebounder. Not because he's a great big man passer. The reason you trade for Karl Anthony Towns is because you believe he's going to take your offense to another level with his skill set. A big who can stretch the floor and knock down outside shots. So now that we've watched him night in, night out, we know it's like, wow, for a big man, his moves down low are kind of erratic and sloppy.
And soft.
Okay, you want to use soft, fine. His body control is not great. He complains nonstop. At both the offensive and defensive end. Now, again, I like Karl Anthony Towns. Personally, seems like a great dude. And I like the impact that he can have on games, which others can't. Like, as much as we love Hartenstein or even Mitch, they can't do.
I agree.
What Karl Anthony Towns can do. That's why you make that trade. You make that trade because he can impact the game at the highest of levels. He is an elite and should be an elite offensive big. Where has that been in the postseason?
Well, I agree with you, and I don't have the answer, but I would even summarize it like this. I just think he's a very unique matchup advantage from a Knick perspective, but I don't think they deploy him properly. Because when I look at Karl Anthony Towns, again, I don't need to be repetitive. You just said what you said. We all know what we see. But if I'm playing a certain team, there are ways to exploit him taking 7, 8, 9 threes a night. And he's going to hit, you know, 4 of them. Right. It's going to be 40%. They don't do that. There are nights where I can exploit some interior stuff and just bury him in the post. And some, I don't mean just dunk, like drop step and dunk like a young Ewing.
Yeah, yeah.
How about some little baby hooks, some little baseline fallaways, you know, a little finesse inside stuff. I don't see that. I just see like this mishmash of either they don't know how to coach up his identity, or I am completely off in assessing what his identity is.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to, like, where's the identity? And we've seen it in spurts. It can't be that inconsistent for the guy that's supposed to be your second best player and all-star, one of the best players in the league, right? Like, that's why you make that trade to go all in. That's why he gets the accolades that he gets. It can't be this inconsistent in the postseason. Maybe it's a part of why Minnesota moved on from him that we're learning here. It's one of your reservations or hesitations to go all in with him because weren't sure about the postseason. We get Julius Randle, coming up a little bit as well.
He's playing great, man. I'm happy for him.
I mean, there's a whole nother layer to that. But I guess my point is that if you're going to be the second best player on a team, to me, he hasn't been. It's been Bridges for the most part. When the Knicks have had success in the postseason, specifically the series, the second best player has been Mikal Bridges.
He's made the plays. It's not wrong.
And it should be Karl-Anthony Towns. Joe is calling from Hohokus. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Great show as per usual. So there's some points that I agree with you and disagree with you about, okay? So, yeah, Cat plays way too soft. He's getting rejected by a 6'1" Derek White. He's consistently getting blocked underneath the basket. He plays too soft. But that being said, the Knicks had a lead in the first quarter for the first time in the series. The game was tied at halftime. The game really changed, in my opinion, when Brunson got called for 5 stupid calls within 8 minutes, which you're going to get those calls at home. I get it. That being said, guys, we are set up for a great Friday night. Like BT said it best, stop walking around at work like a loser. It's Friday night. We have the Mets playing the Yankees, which the Mets will take care of business, beating the Yankees. That being said,
Joe,
even with Tatum,
it's Thursday. Today's Thursday, bro.
I understand it's Thursday, but I'm trying to hype up New York. Tomorrow night. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying we'll hype up when we get it. And thank you for the call, Joe. We appreciate you checking in. As always, it's Thursday. We're 40 minutes into the show. We need to get it off our chests from last night. We can look ahead today.
Yeah, yeah.
I still haven't gotten out of my system from last night. Friday is Friday. Yeah, we're looking ahead, and we will look ahead. As a matter of fact, when we come back, we can take a little look ahead to Friday night, which should be a great sports night. For now, I don't want to sulk in the misery, but I need to get it out of my system.
This is what we do. This is our cathartic nature. This is how we respond. As much as we get, into it when we win, that's how we respond when we don't. That's what defines us.
By the way, Derek White is 6'4". He said 6'1". I was like, there's no way Derek White is 6'1".
Okay, well, Cat's 7'1". He got blocked.
I get it. Look, also, Luke Kornet shouldn't be blocking guys on the perimeter last night, and he is. I mean, the Knicks just played a horrible game every which way. You could pick on Cat. We have. I don't think Brunson played a good game.
OG may have been the worst, actually. I'm going to Cat because of my expectations as the second-best player. OG was, he was wretched.
And what happens with him? How can he do what he did in game one and then do what he did in game four?
Dude, I don't know.
And do what he did in game five?
I don't know. I kind of keep going back to coaching, not to drop this all on Tom Thibodeau's doorstep. I just think there's such an egregious lack of creativity, such an egregious lack of motion, such an egregious lack of open shots. It's a very uncreative, predictable offense.
They're inconsistent, and it is maddening.
Back in December, me, you, Hoff, and Mitch, who was awesome.
Mitchell from Fort Lee.
Love him. Big caller, great guy, awesome dude. We went to Saturday night's main event, sat ringside, had a great night. You guys were driving there, and we were banging back drinks, and you guys went and got wings. Just a phenomenal night, right? That night, he said, hey, listen, I've got tickets for the first game of the Subway Series in the Bronx, Yankees and the Mets. And he came up with enough tickets where we could all go, and incredibly, incredibly generous gesture, the front row, basically touching the padding in right field, right? Now, we were all in. And then I'm like, whoa, okay, game six, this could be an issue here. So I backed out early.
Last week, right?
Like, yes, like preemptively, I looked at the schedule. I'm thinking there's no way the Knicks are going to win this in less than six, if they win at all, hoping they could stretch this to six. But I had to leave my night open. I had to be fair to Mitch because the tickets weren't cheap. I bowed out. You have not done that. To your credit, you want to fulfill your end of the bargain, but there's been some hemming and hawing, some teetering going on. So now that you know that there will be a game six, the verdict is Sal will be doing what on Friday night?
I still don't know. And
I still don't know.
No, I don't know. I was talking with Mitch this morning. I told him after game four is where I first started to think, I might be in a little tougher predicament than I thought. And I was hoping that I wasn't going to be faced with this challenge, which is why I'm really mad at the Knicks.
I was hoping you would be.
There will be a game six. There will be Soto's return to the Bronx. Mets-Yankees Subway Series tomorrow night. And I made a commitment to go with Mitch. I just don't want to miss game six. I'm torn. I will have a decision by the end of the show. I don't know what that decision is right now. And I don't want to leave him hanging.
Uh-huh.
He sold. He got four. Like you said, he rearranged some things.
Mm-hmm.
Today he's like, you can do what you want. But yeah, I just remember I tried to get six tickets. I would have been going Sunday night if I could. And I was like,
Oh, he's laying the guilt on you, the Italian mom.
He said, it was one of those, don't worry, you can do whatever you want, but.
But.
Yeah. But he did sell the two tickets, and he got way over face value for it, so he's good.
So he has two left, or
no, four now.
Still? Okay, the initial
him,
six, that right, gotcha.
His buddy Steve.
Stevie.
Hoff. And it's supposed to be me.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, I talk about waiting to run the clock out here, buddy. I mean, come on, get off the pot. So, all right, we'll get the answer at some point.
I'm genuinely torn here.
We understand that, as was I, but eventually I made a decision. So we'll get the decision later. I at least need to know, without identifying which way, are you at least leaning a specific way?
I don't want to miss the Knicks game.
I don't know how you could... to not watch the Knicks at home?
Well, remember, it's... Well, to watch them at home, yes.
I'm saying, like, the Knicks at the Garden.
Remember, too, a couple of things here. Knicks don't start till 8. And there are ways to watch the game while we are there. Huff, are you shaking your head at me? You just...
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually really pissed at you because Mitch went out of his way to get these tickets. He called me again today and said, listen, Huff, I don't care what anybody else does. You and I are going to the game. I'm not selling anymore. It's me, you, my buddy Steve, and whoever else wants that last ticket, we're going.
If I don't go, are you still going?
Yeah, of course. I don't like back down from bets or back down from hanging out with my boys. Let's go.
I understand that. And that's why I'm torn. That's why I can't make a decision. Prior to last night, I told Mitch, like, hey, if they win tonight, we're good to go. He's like, oh, if they win, you know, you're not going. I go, no, I'm going to go to the game, especially if they win tonight. And then if they lose, I'll probably watch the Knicks. That's kind of what I said.
You said that to him?
Kind of, left it
up for interpretation.
No,
because your voice trailed off there a little bit.
Well, I thought the Knicks were going to win. I thought they were going to win last night. I really believe they were going to win that damn game. I got to make a decision here. I'm torn between being a good person.
Yep.
Here's how I will lay it out to you before making an actual decision, which I got to contemplate it. Maybe we get Mitch on and I could come to a conclusion here before we say goodbye today. I'm torn between what I would want to do now under the current circumstances, which is fully watch both games, and what I committed to as a human being, committed to going. I know Mitch is excited about his buddy Steve. They're excited to have me out there. They offered us the tickets. They wanted to host us and experience that with us. And I don't want to let them down. That's what I'm torn between. Just like Mother's Day, kind of, where I'm torn between, I was torn between making a decision for myself and be like, well, I really don't want to spend 5 hours on the road, but I had to sacrifice for my mom. Am I now in another predicament where I'm sacrificing for Mitch and Steve and Hop?
Yeah, you got to start living for yourself, buddy. Knicks instead of Soto. Would you like the weather report? Because that was a factor, perhaps.
That's another thing. And then you throw in the hassle to get there, the subway and the subway back. And the way, yes, what is the
just
weather
trying to
report?
Provide you with all the information so you can make the most intelligent decision here. Okay, that is tonight. Let's get to Friday. So, 9 a.m., few showers, 11 a.m. Okay, you start to get in the window of, say, 3 p.m., 39%, 34%, 5 p.m. Oh, it looks like the baseball gods are going to start smiling because there's rain from like 2 to 5. And then at 6, it says mostly cloudy with the little teeny tiny yellow popping through. And now the percentage of precipitation is dropping throughout the night. It's going to be dry.
Think there's a storm front coming. His name is Soto.
What a wuss. He couldn't play yesterday? Come on, man.
Hey, give him a mental breather. I'm good with it.
You think that's why they did it?
I think that they purposely said with the off day, knowing the emotions that are going to be in play, whether he's a robot or not, like it's...
Give him 2 days.
I put it this way, BT. I don't think it's a coincidence that they rested Soto the day before an off day before the return of the Bronx. And I'm all fine with that. Get the big boy ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he might leave Sunday night, has a good series, might touch 270 by the end of the weekend. Might get you there.
I'm expecting major, major damage from Juan Soto.
I know you are.
This weekend is where he finally becomes a Met. See, and this is where
Look how excited
from.
You are talking about this.
I know.
Then you're going to miss this now.
That's why I'm torn.
Dude, let me say one thing on my defense. I don't feel badly. Because number one, I offered to pay for the ticket immediately.
Yeah.
I said, if you're in a rush spot,
good.
I got you.
By the way, I did speak to him. He said, tell BT, don't worry, we're all good.
I appreciate
good.
That. I do, but I offered to pay. I didn't want to leave a penny out of pocket, number one. Number two, now what would be unacceptable is if I had the tickets and I told you guys months ago and you make plans and then I'm like, no, I'm not going, right. Which means neither are you. I'm staying home watching the Knicks. So I'm good.
Yeah. No, and he made more money anyway, Mitch. I think he got, whatever.
So yeah, BT, you would never have matched what he...
he was gonna,
do you know what he actually got?
You know what he got?
Really good? Really, did well?
Yeah. He did great.
Yeah. Nice. Good for Mitch.
Yeah. I think I might sell my ticket.
Do you actually have the digital copy yet?
He's going to give it to me soon.
Now,
not after he hears this.
I tried to ask Mitch. I was like, he said he's definitely going no matter what. Because if he wasn't, then I was going to be like, all right, maybe we'll go out or I'll invite you over.
To watch the game together. Yeah, that would be a nice common ground there.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, Mitch, we still get to hang out.
Yeah.
But we get to watch both games, have you over, maybe order some food, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But he's going to the game. So, and by the way, a part of me really does want to. I want to be there.
I know you do.
When Juan Soto takes the town back.
Mm-hmm. Tries to get past Grisham in the old OPS department. Should be a fun night.
BT and Sal on the fan. Steve is calling from New Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Sal, I don't know if she said in the beginning you were shocked last night. I don't know if you were shocked at the result or shocked at the effort.
I am shocked at the result of the game last night.
How can that be? Sal, if you just step back a minute, we all take a deep breath. We're all rooting for the Knicks. We've been outplayed 4 out of 5 games. We're in a closeout game last night, which is crazy, where you literally could say we've been outplayed in the series. The one in game four, I thought we played well. That was our game. We played well.
Understood.
And it's actually, who knows how that, I think we would have won, but Tatum was throwing down bombs, him and Brunson back and forth. So to say last night you're shocked with the result, and Boston are champs,
but
man.
Steve,
you got to put a knife.
But Steve, you're talking like the Celtics are healthy. They lost their best player.
It's one guy, Sal. Championship
team. It's not one guy. It's their best player. Do you think the Knicks would win without Jalen Brunson?
They were 9-2. 9-2 without him, Sal.
Yeah, no, who'd they play?
Who'd they play? Yeah. They won a championship over the past year.
No, Steve. So we
should go into Boston and win a game 5 because one guy who's a great player is out. The Knicks have been outplayed this series, and I love the Knicks.
No, Steve, I'm not disagreeing with your point, and thank you for the call. I think it's an excellent point. I'm not disagreeing with your point overall. I felt the same way. I've said it many times after game 1, after game 2. Even if the Knicks play the way that they did in game 4, going up 3-1, I would have felt totally differently if Tatum were healthy. Two things happened. The Knicks finally played a complete game in game 4, and the Celtics' best player is hurt for the entire season and next season. Not only that, no Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, they're as depleted as can be. Can the Knicks show some guts? Can they show the heart of a champion and put a team away when they're on the mat? No. So I'm wrong. I admit it. Twofold. I didn't think the Celtics had what they had in them last night, and I certainly didn't think the Knicks had that egg of a performance in them last night. I'm wrong, I admit it, but what? I can't be shocked by that with all the circumstances that were in front of us.
I think it's the Celtics coming together the way they did was not surprising to me, obviously. But I'm with you on the Knicks just not being ready to go.
Also,
that's just unacceptable.
And also, BT, remember the result is that it wasn't even a game. It was a game for the first half. The Knicks got their asses kicked. The Knicks got, like, if we were to have this conversation, I thought the Knicks were going to win. You thought the Knicks were going to lose. But if we were going to say there was going to be a blowout, I would have thought that the Knicks would have been the team to blow out the Celtics last night without Tatum and with the momentum that the Knicks had. And again, I was proven incorrect. But, I mean, I'm giving you reasons why. It, to me, would be irrational or illogical if I felt that way with Jason Tatum. Without Tatum and with Porzingis a shell of himself, I mean, what's next? Who else can Boston lose and then expect, then the champion? Yeah, they're losing 5 guys here. They played the series without Hauser.
Well, they got him back, and he hit a couple threes. Yeah. A couple of good ones,
I mean,
too.
Should I expect Derek White to go for 34 and Jalen Brunson to foul out with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? Karl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby, and Mikal Bridges all to be no-shows? Is that what we should expect that?
We shouldn't accept that. That's the word that I'll use. But unfortunately, too many times, the sequence each outside of the fouls with Brunson, that's not like it never happens.
Right.
You know, OG up, invisible. Bridges up, invisible. Towns up, invisible. This is kind of who they've been.
I know.
Even against the Pistons.
Well, I'll put it this way. It's why after game 5 against Detroit, I wouldn't let myself go to that level of, I believe in this team. I trust this team. And the only reason why I got there with this series is because of the injury to Tatum. I cannot believe the Celtics played as well as they did without Tatum and the Knicks played as poorly as they did knowing that Tatum wasn't there. BT and Sal on the fan. When we come back, I do want to get into the Randle aspect of it because we had many conversations about Julius Randle and the construction of the Knicks. Last year, just threw my pen at BT by accident. Last year, and then Randle got himself and the T-Wolves into the Western Conference Finals last night. and then we watch what the Knicks did last night. So revisit that trade and talk a little to Julius Randle as well as your calls.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.